America has again knocked back attempts to tighten up their gun laws. Overnight, the US Senate rejected four separate gun control measures less than 10 days after the deadliest mass shooting in American history. It is hard to believe, but the US Senate has voted against the following measures: increasing funding for a national background check system, expanding the national background check system to close the gun show loophole, delaying gun purchases for suspected terrorists, and stopping people on terror watch lists from buying a gun. Let me just repeat here, all of these measures have been knocked back by the United States Senate overnight, including delaying gun purchases for suspected terrorists and stopping people on terror watch lists from buying a gun. You just shake your head. And despite all of the people with the best interests of the United States at heart, they just can't understand it. Either that, or the power of the National Rifle Association is so strong that they can't do anything about it politically. Every single one of those measures is common sense, especially considering a man twice investigated by the FBI killed 49 people in that Orlando nightclub just 9 days ago. Not one of the policies reached the 60 votes needed to pass in the Senate, despite two of the measures being tabled by Republicans. And you just wonder what's going on in the USA. They can't even legislate to stop people on terror watch lists from buying a gun. And as for the gun show loophole, I only need to remind you to watch a video that we put up on 2GB.com of a 13-year-old boy in America buying a rifle at a gun show. This same boy was stopped from buying alcohol, lottery tickets, and cigarettes because he was too young. And then he goes into a gun show and he's able to buy a weapon. The mass shootings in the USA will continue to happen until they change their laws and realize they've got to do something. And if last night's behavior from the US Senate is anything to go by, it looks like they just don't want to learn the lesson, even though it stares them in the face on a weekly basis. And sadly, we had a record-breaking shooting, and those words should never be together, but that's the fact. The largest mass shooting in modern American history just 9 days ago, and even that doesn't lead them to wake up.